The Trials of Pobrero el Campesino is a new ballet of politics and love in revolutionary Mexico. And the choreographer and head of the dance program at UTEP's Department of Theater and Dance, Lisa Smith, is my guest. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Monica.
It's nice to have you here, and I had fun reading about the concept behind this ballet, which will be performed as part of a program, a dance program, at the Wise Family Theater here in the Fox Fine Arts Center at UTEP, and it opens on February the 7th.
Correct.
Exciting. Tell me about this particular ballet.
Well, we were trying to think of how the department could honor UTEP's centennial, and dance was asked to bring that in. So I was trying to think about how do you say happy birthday in dance and what is memorable about this. So I was looking at what was going on in 1914 around this area when UTEP was born.
Revolution
was in full swing right across the border.
Yes.
With many of the instigators and planners working right here in El Paso. In fact, Porfirio Diaz, when he was kicked out of office, was exiled to Paris. And that made me think of Paris and what was going on there. And the Ballet Russe was working on a brand new piece to Stravinsky's score about a puppet named Petrushka.
Yeah.
And they were planning their first tour of the United States with this ballet and others on their program that are fantastic neoclassical ballets.
What
that
a
we
flow
all
chart so yeah. far. This is
I know, it's a bit of a stretch, I know.
No. It's
but
good.
Anyway, so I was trying to put those together, and I remembered, or I had done some research earlier about puppet theater in Mexico and the southern part of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite important. A lot of itinerant theater and puppet theater all the way from Mexico City up almost as far as San Antonio.
Well, it was the way the arts commented on
yes,
politics
it was
of the
political
time.
Theater.
Oh,
indeed,
yes.
Indeed.
And you that blame it on a puppet
exactly.
So you don't get hanged. Yes.
Exactly. So anyway, I thought, well, I'll try to do something like that. And I've reset Petrushka after Fokine's choreography, but I've placed it in a Day of the Dead ceremony here on the U.S.-Mexico border in 1914 as UTEP is being born.
What an amazing patchwork you have sewn together in The Trials of Pobrero el Campesino. Now, that is your title.
That is my title.
Wow. And I thought you were just little Lisa Smith. You've come on. Now, this is totally your choreography?
Well, yes and no. The crowd scenes, all that is mine, but I've tried to model it on the original choreography of Fokine.
Yes.
For instance, when the puppets do a dance, they have a very well-known dance, and
mm-hmm.
they are doing the actual Fokine choreography,
okay.
which is a wonderful experience for our dancers to have that connection with the Ballet Russe.
Were there any special demands on the dancers to
yes,
come through this?
Yes, they have to be puppets, and so they have very stylized ways of moving.
Yes. Okay.
You know, for classical dance, we're used to doing a lot of things a lot of different ways, but to confine yourself to the movements of a doll is interesting and challenging.
Yes, I mean, that must have been fun to explore and
get
it down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really think we've come up with something that is, you know, something that all ages and all types of people could enjoy.
Oh, yes. Well, just even if you don't know the backstory and can't quite follow the symbolism of the whole thing, just the movement is
right.
enchanting.
And the score, the Stravinsky score is
yes.
enchanting.
Yes, yes. Now, what other pieces will be performed as part of this program?
Well, my very talented colleagues have come up with two really nice ballets. Myron Nadel has done a jazz trio to the Gershwin Preludes, piano preludes.
Yes.
And J.J. Kaufman, a very accomplished pianist, will be live on stage playing the
Lovely.
Music while the dancers dance. And it's sort of based on Gershwin's era, which is not long after UTEP was born either, the late 20s, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea Vasquez has done a very soulful, abstract piece based on a religion, an ancient religion called Bon. This is something that's still practiced in Bhutan, and that's sort of her tribute to the UTEP connection.
Oh,
there.
What
yeah,
a lovely
it's beautiful,
one.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Great connection. And that is titled The Call of the Raven?
The Call of the Raven.
Oh, that just has a lovely sound to it. I like it already. What are the dates of performance? And you have a slew of wonderful special offers for different parts of the population.
It's true. Something for everyone. You can find yourself in there and find your discounted ticket price. We open on the 7th of February, which is a Friday night, and then we close on the 16th with a matinee performance.
So your performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., And then there will be two Sunday performances, the 9th and the 16th at 2:30.
And then there's an additional Thursday night show on the 13th, I think, on at 8.
Yes, on the 13th. And each one, looking at this grid of all these different discounts, and basically all of the discounts have to do with it's a buy one, get one free offer. So drag somebody along is the object of the game. And one night is for UTEP alum, another is for faculty and staff, another for military personnel, and another for El Paso City employees. All you have to do is present a valid ID to prove you're any of those things or all of them, and then have a warm body that you'd like to bring in for the price of one. What a deal. Your admission charge is incredibly reasonable. Adults, $13, and then it goes all the way down to, I believe, $9 for kids and UTEP students.
Right.
So utterly and completely affordable. What are some of the other ways that this celebration is taking place in the dance department?
Well, we are very honored to have the Russian artist Luba Titovits exhibit some of her work in the lobby the opening weekend. I had told Luba about this idea, and she was very excited of the connection with Russia and Petrushka.
How neat. So it came out of straight out of a conversation.
Straight out of a conversation. And she has so much beautiful work that is built around
yes.
Russian folk idioms.
Yes.
So she's going to have some of her paintings and drawings on exhibit the first weekend of the show. And she's been very generous in offering a portion of any proceeds to our dance program.
Oh.
So she is so generous to help us out this way. And we really encourage people to come and see that as well.
That's a lovely extra dimension to have. And the Weiss Family Theater is on the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center. It does have some nice exhibition space in the lobby and down the hallway toward the entrance to the actual theater, which, by the way, there's not a bad seat in the house. That's one of my favorite places to attend any kind of a performance because the seating is so good and excellent visibility.
And intimate. You're close to the performers,
yes.
which is nice.
It's just a really nice, intimate size. Yeah, I always find it particularly exciting when there's a pairing of various artistic disciplines, and this, the visual art with the dance, is really sweet.
It is wonderful. And let me just add one other thing. Some of the artwork in the production itself was painted and created by art students here on campus. We have huge Day of the Dead skulls on stage, and these were painted by art students here. So that's a wonderful collaboration.
Oh, yes.
And in the lobby, we now have a permanent exhibit of Ray Parrish's sculptures, which I think the audience will love seeing.
Oh, perfect place for his work. He was, of course, head of the art department for quite some time here at UTEP and has done incredibly amazing work and established the Border Arts Residency.
Yes.
So he very, very much deserves to have representation through his artwork on campus here at UTEP. My guest today is head of the dance program at the UTEP's Department of Theater and Dance, Lisa Smith. She's also the choreographer for the ballet The Trials of Pobrero el Campesino, a dance that was created in honor of the UTEP centennial. And there will also be two other performances, one featuring the jazzy Gershwin rhythms of three preludes that was choreographed by Myron Nadell, and a piece by Andrea Vasquez, The Call of the Raven, based on the principles of a pre-Buddhist religion of Bon, still practiced in Bhutan. All of this feast of dance and movement is going to be at the Weiss Family Theater, the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center here at UTEP, opening February the 7th, a Friday night, continuing through February the 16th. There are many cool discounts, or rather buy one, get one free offers. So just go to utep.edu/theaterandDance and find your discount du jour. Lisa, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.